Just kind of keep yourself open to letting the Lord do what He would like to do. This morning, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to please take your Bibles and open up to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. We want to discuss a little bit the subject of God with us. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Just looking at verses 22 and 23. Matthew records things this way. Now all this took place that was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us." Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you. We thank you for the worship team as they shared with us the hopeful and joyful, optimistic message of Jesus Christ through song. And Lord, we pray that they may be uniquely blessed because of their willingness to share of their talents. So Lord, continue to just kind of watch over them and bless them. And now, Father, we thank you as well for your willingness to be involved in our lives by sending your Son Jesus, that we might be able to find life, we might be able to find that joy that has been sung about, and might be able to live lives in a way that bring honor and glory to your name, and help to continue the propagation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Lord, as you are with us, give us a unique touch from your hand today. And Lord, we'll give you thanks and we'll give you praise, for it's in your glorious name we pray. Amen. The story is told of a little four-year-old boy. And his mom had put him to bed and he'd had his prayers and all of that kind of thing. And as he was laying there in bed, he said, "Mom, don't leave me." And she said, well, Johnny, don't you worry. You're not going to be alone." And she tried to reassure him that although he was in that room seemingly alone, God was with him. And little Johnny looked up at her and he said, "But Mom, I want a God that has a face." For thousands of years, mankind had wandered through life looking for a God who has a face. And then suddenly, in that nighttime sky, as the star shone through and landed down upon that little place in Bethlehem where the Christ child lived, was born, God finally had a face. Man could look at him and behold him. And in fact, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the 14th verse says this, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father." After thousands of years of God promising to be with man, God had a face in the person of Jesus Christ. This childlike reply, "I want a God that has a face," speaks for all of us, because deep down within our souls, we want a God who has a face. We want to be able to see God up close. I don't know about you, but as I look around at this world in which we live today, I'm anxious to have Jesus Christ come back. I'm ready for the skies to open up, for the trumpet to sound, and for Jesus Christ Himself to come and gather us, to go and be with Him. But not everybody's going to go. Unfortunately, probably, not everyone who's here this morning will get to go. Because as God comes back, He is coming back for a people who love His appearing, who are watching for Him, who are anxiously anticipating His return. And that's demonstrated by the daily life that they live, by the hourly life that they live, by the way that they gather and assemble to worship, by the attitudes of the heart, by the fulfillment of the love of God in their lives. And anyone who does not love God with all of their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their neighbor as themselves, is not going to get to go. Jesus said, those are the two things that are vital. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. He said, if you'll do these things, you will fulfill all of the commandments. And isn't that true? For if you will do those things, you'll not steal. You'll not lie. You'll not commit adultery. You'll not do any of those things that are offensive to God, but you will just love His appearing. And isn't it true that if you love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and all of your strength, that you will honor Him? That you will honor the Sabbath and keep the Sabbath? That you'll have no other gods before Him? Not even yourself? Not even your spouse, not even your children. But God will be supreme in every aspect of your life. You will be willing to fulfill all of the spiritual codes of God and all of the moral codes of God. And in doing that, you will be involved in the ministry of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in whatever fashion you possibly can. You want to know something? The world's looking to the church for hope, and they're not seeing it because the church is being unfaithful to God. We have a God in Jesus Christ who has a face. Someone that we can look to. Someone that we can trust and have confidence in. We have a God who has a face by the person of the Holy Spirit indwelling us and giving us hope and confirming the truths about God to our hearts and to our lives, to guide us and to lead us into righteousness. We have a God who has a face through the love of the brethren and through the kindness that is exhibited to one another because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Have you ever tried to put together a jigsaw puzzle and you don't have the box with the picture? You ever tried to do that? You got to try it someday. It's a lot of fun and irritating beyond belief. Don't tell anyone, but this coming Saturday evening, we're going to be having our adult Sunday school program. Now, don't tell anyone, but someone's going to get a puzzle just like that. I don't know where it's coming from. But someone's going to get a puzzle like that. and they're going to be irritated when they try to put that together. And you know what? That's kind of what our life is like without Jesus Christ. That's kind of what it's like when we don't have a picture of who God is. We're going through life like that puzzle. But as God reveals Himself to us in a greater way, we get the picture. It's kind of like that puzzle. There are some pieces in that puzzle that just kind of fit together exactly the way that they should. And, you know, if you're wise, what you do is you start with all of those pieces that have a straight edge and a corner. And you try to put together the outside of that picture. And then slowly, as you begin to put colors together and all of that, a picture comes into focus and you're going, oh, I know what this is now. You know what? It's what our life is like. In those days, before we had a relationship with Jesus Christ, we're like a puzzle, and life is like a puzzle. Really don't see how things ought to go and how things ought to be, and we're just kind of living for the moment, and we're just really not sure what the overall picture is. Why are we here? Why do we exist? What are we to accomplish? But suddenly, the focus of Jesus Christ comes in, and as that focus of Christ comes in, life takes on real meaning. Our life takes on a focus. And as that happens, we begin to see the picture. Do you want to know what the picture is? I'll tell you in advance. The picture is that God has placed us here because He loves us. He created us because He wanted a people who would choose to love Him and to follow Him. You see, He didn't need more angels. He could create all of those that He wanted. Angels that simply have the capacity to serve, but not to love. And so He created mankind and created them with a free choice that they could either choose Him and His ways, or they could choose something that was opposite. And that choosing something opposite is to choose the enemy of God, Satan himself, and his ways. And so God created man, and those who choose to love Him and receive Him as their Lord and Savior, He has promised the presence of His kingdom forever. All of His riches, all of His wealth, all of His love, all of His attention. Those who choose otherwise get everything that is the opposite. They don't get joy and love and peace. They get damnation and fire, and that which destroys. Do you want the overall picture of why you're here? Take Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and watch how the picture of your life comes together. But then stay true, stay faithful, stay committed, because if you don't, those pieces begin to fly apart and the picture is simply not there. There are some of you here today, and you know it, and I know it. There are some of you here today who will look at your own life and you say, you know, there was a time when I really walked close with the Lord. I really sought Him. There was a fire and a passion in me for Him and for His ways. It's just not there now. Well, I want to tell you, God hasn't moved, nor has He changed. You have. You've allowed things in your life that you know are wrong. And that has taken the keen edge off of your spiritual life. This Christmas season would be the perfect time to get resharpened. This Christmas season would be the perfect time to have the fire and the passion of God restored in your heart and in your life. And a level of dedication, a level of love that can be returned and renewed if you'll submit to Christ and to His ways. Get the face of God back in perspective. Let the puzzle pieces all come together by following Jesus Christ. Let's stand. Our precious Heavenly Father, I thank You today. I thank You for the fact that You don't hide Yourself from us. We hide ourselves from You. Lord, we hide in the busyness of life and we set You aside. We ignore what You have called us to do and to be in this world in order that we might fulfill our own selfish wills and selfish desires. Father, You've not made Yourself a mystery to us. We have made You a mystery to us. And Lord, I ask that somehow we might be able to get refocused as individuals and refocused on that which is true, which is Jesus Christ. For He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Lord, please give us direction, strength, clear vision. Let the picture come into a clear focus as we look for a God who has a face. Show us Your face. Father, we love You. Now please increase our faithfulness to You. And we'll give You thanks and praise, and we'll give You glory. For it's in Your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. We want to thank you for being here this morning. May God bless you in all that you do. Thank you.